Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. On Netflix, Ripley. This is one of the most exquisite shows I've seen in a long time. From the scenery to the cinematography, everything about Ripley is absolutely gorgeous. Though Tom Ripley's exploits originate from Patricia Highsmith's book, most would be familiar with the character due to Matt Damon's incredible turn in 1999's The Talented Mr. Ripley film. This miniseries is absolutely splendid, and though no one can replicate Damon's suitably creeper performance as con man, grifter and sociopath Tom Ripley, Andrew Scott changes the game by turning in an inspired, altogether different portrayal. He's understated and chilling as Tom, who is hired by a wealthy man to bring his son home from Italy. Tom makes his living off scamming others, and is as calculated and intelligent as they came. But on this assignment, his cunning wit is tested by the subject of his work, the spoiled, dashingly handsome Dickie Greenleaf. My only quip with this retelling is that supporting star Johnny Flynn doesn't give the same exuberant, confident performance as Jude Law did. However, the performances from Scott, Dakota Fanning, and the stunning Elliot Sumner more than make up for it. Helmer Steven Zaillian, who won an Oscar for his Schindler's List screenplay and also wrote Gangs of New York, Moneyball and The Irishman, creates a splendid, slow-burn series that will reward you for your patience. On Amazon Prime Video, 187. Although Samuel L. Jackson had been seen in Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown and The Long Kiss Goodnight by 1997, he had never been carried a film as a singular leading man. This indie film changed all of that. I can't sit here and tell you 187 never devolves into melodrama, but the missteps it does take can surely be forgiven based on one single thing. Samuel L. Jackson's performance is absolutely crackling, and he shows a command of the scream few, if any, actors will ever possess. He acts circles around the rest of the cast, and manages to keep the film grounded despite a screenplay that continues to push the boundaries of suspension of disbelief. This film was obviously done on a tight budget from Kevin Reynolds, who made this one after his absolute flop Waterworld. It shows, but the acting is too good to ignore this one. John Hurd, Kelly Rowan, Tony Plana and a fabulous performance from a very young Clifton Collins Jr. keep things afloat. It's far from Jackson's best film, but I was pleasantly surprised by just how arresting his turn was here. On Crave, The Lost Boys. I really hope no one sitting down to watch this 1980s vampire film filled with pretty, it, boys from the time period is expecting high art. This one is as B-movie as they come, but is it ever a whole lot of fun? It follows brothers who come into contact with a horde of vampires when they move to a new town. Directed by guilty pleasure auteur Joel Schumacher, it's a feast of a film and has remained a guilty pleasure for many over the years. The cast is dynamite, from Jason Patric and Corey Haim to Diane Wyest, Corey Feldman, Jamie Gertz, and Kiefer Sutherland in one of his best roles ever. This is truly one of those movies that will allow you to turn your brain off and just truly enjoy yourself. On Disney Plus The Beach Boys, I really love a good documentary, and this film was a really engrossing, eye-opening look at America's band. This one goes from the inception of The Beach Boys to now, and the interviews within this one are frank, interesting and add so much to the content. As we look at the California Dreamers, archival footage, current discussions and more really illuminate the highs and lows of the music journey. From directors Frank Marshall, 8-time Oscar nominee, and Tom Zimney, it is a really intimate exploration of a group so many people loved. On Paramount Plus, Sleepy Hollow, based on the famous Washington Irving novel, the story of Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman has been retold for decades. If you ask me, director Tim Burton's re-teaming with Johnny Depp for this over-the-top gothic retelling is an absolute stunner. Featuring Burton's signature quirkiness, some dark comedy and a whole lot of gore, it follows Crane's investigation of decapitations in Sleepy Hollow. He is told the culprit is Apparition the Headless Horseman, a ghastly legend in those parts. Depp, Christina Ricci, Miranda Richardson, Michael Gambon, Ian McDiarmid and more star in this great adaptation, but watch for a really fun cameo near the end. I have loved this movie for 25 years, and it's always going to be a classic gothic horror tray about the author. Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A2S LGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com